Okay. Who are you?
I'm Andre Culpepper.
Okay, and what is Youth Squared?
Youth Squared is an organization where youth help youth, in a sense, which is where the name comes from. And you can be on the board, which adults can help out on as well. And you set up events to help the community.
My mom lives in Saratoga. And recently she keeps talking to me about this group she's involved with called Youth Squared. They've been around for a while, but this year they've been holding these events they call Community Care Pop-Up Fundraisers. The idea is that each young person on the board of the group chooses a very specific thing to gather that will help people in the community who are struggling to make ends meet. The most recent one was last Friday, and they collected bus passes. I asked my mom if she could record some interviews while she was there. She talked to Andre, whose idea the bus passes were.
So how did this idea for the pop-up get started?
So our leader is Beverly Lazar Davis, and she gave an idea of a bunch of community care pop-up events that we could do. And she came up with the idea of each youth doing one every month of the year. So this is my month, April. And so I decided that bus pass would be a good community care event. This is our second community care pop-up event, and the first one was socks and toothbrushes and toothpaste, and that was a very big success. We had lots and lots of socks and lots of toothbrushes.
Oh, God, we had so many. So what's rewarding about this?
Getting, like, to be able to help the community in a way, because we are making, like, a fundraiser almost, or an event, and we're giving people that aren't able to drive to jobs or, like, they need transportation, and we're giving them the ability to be transported there.
So who is giving?
So U Squared, we personally give out a certain amount of money, which is matched with the Stewart's Grant. So we get a certain amount of money per pop-up event to use from Stewart's Shop themselves. And then we take donations from the community, which is what is going on right now from 3:30 to 6. So bus passes, anyone can go to their local prize shopper, purchase bus passes, and come here and drop them off. And then we give them to 4 different foundations, and they can give them to people in need.
Bev Lazar Davis founded the group 18 years ago. Her idea was if young people sat on the advisory board and decided the direction it took, it would go beyond volunteering.
Not only of encouraging youth to participate in community service, but when a youth is passionate about a certain subject, whether it be the environment or health or well-being or social justice, they can create their own community service project, and we give up to $500 of funds for projects and guidance to help them design a project that will involve as many youth as possible. This grant opportunity is for people living within Saratoga County, but it's for helping youth anywhere in the world, locally and globally. One of the memorable ones was a 12-year-old that came to us, and she kicked off her shoes and she put her feet up on the chair, and she just started off her presentation with, "I would like to make dirt." And her whole proposal was to put together a vermicomposting program at the camp that she attended, and that she would involve quite a few other youth at the camp to put this worm composting program together and to document it so that people could do it in their own communities. And so she was very particular, and she asked only for $361 to buy worms and containers. But she just said, "I want to make more dirt." You know, I loved it. The first sentence got me right there. Another really fantastic project that was created by a 14-year-old who came to us, who ended up joining our board after. She had a disorder called alopecia areata, where she lost all of her hair at age 3, and she wore a wig till about age 11, and then she decided to take it off. And when she took it off, people thought she had cancer. And she really wanted to educate people about alopecia areata. So she came to us with a proposal to have a 5K run walk at the park. But as you know, most 14-year-olds don't have like $200, which was the cost for the insurance just to get a place at the park to have a 5K. She had about 125 participants, which was great. And she spoke, and she had information that people could take about alopecia areata. And her goal was to have donations for the research foundation. And she earned from that 5K walk run $7,500 for the research foundation.
My mom told me about the last event they had where they gathered up socks and toothbrushes.
We got an outpouring of so many brand new, beautiful socks, bags and bags of them, and toothbrushes and of all kinds, and floss and toothpaste. And so we had baggies and markers, and we sorted them by size so that we would put a medium girl's socks with a toothbrush. And so we were all busy. The sun was shining and the wind was blowing, and it was just this gorgeous day early in spring. That one was at the St. Clements parking lot. And people would drive through and drop it off and cheer us on. And everybody, and the biggest challenge in that one was closing the Ziploc bags. By the end, we had so many little baggies for children of different ages. And it just was wonderful. And a lot of Youth Squared kids were there working and laughing and in the sun. It was a wonderful day. And with the bus passes, it was very windy. So the biggest challenge was keeping the signs up. And people just had to drive through and drop off their bus passes.
Olivia is organizing the event for May.
We're calling it Toilet Paper Towers. And we are collecting toilet paper and then donating it to the Senior Center of Saratoga, to the LifeWorks Community Center, to Wellsprings, which is a family organization that helps with families and children that are abused and who live in, you know, difficult homes, and also the Franklin Community Center. And the idea of collecting the toilet paper is that even though, you know, the empty shelves in the grocery stores are long gone and everyone's kind of calmed down from their giant toilet paper crisis, having toilet paper is actually, you know, obviously very important, and it's something that everyone needs, and it's actually kind of costly for something that is so necessary. And so our hope was that by collecting toilet paper and then distributing it to families in need, we could kind of alleviate some of the financial pressure they have. And so maybe they could turn that money elsewhere to things like education.
Wait, so what are the towers?
Oh, well, once we get them, we are actually going to be building towers with our toilet paper. We have photos for our press release, and we built igloos and an Eiffel Tower and a giant pyramid. And the towers are really just to have fun with it, have a little alliteration, and, you know, to kind of make something that everyone can see and say, oh, look, I remember that. But it's mostly more to have fun with it than anything else. It's Saturday, May 22nd from 10 to 1 p.m. It's at the Wilton Mall Farmers Market. And it is completely outside, COVID-safe drop-off.
My mom also said how getting involved while staying COVID safe was a big part of the appeal.
We've all been hidden away in our dark corners for COVID for so long. And to come out and feel like we can do something and but still be safe and keep each other safe and do something that matters a little bit in the world.
Wait, they're coming. Hurry up.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For Hudson Mohawk Magazine, this is Moses Nagel.
This is my job.